What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Now, getting back to immigration, there's still this ongoing battle between Donald Trump, Immigration Customs Enforcement, and these various cities and counties and occasionally entire states that are openly in defiance of federal immigration law. And we're starting to see some enforcement actions. And apparently, ICE has gone up into Muslim Michigan, and they got a lot of them up there. And they started arresting people. And what they're finding is that huge numbers of these people being arrested have criminal records. Three examples to show you what they're dealing with. A 37-year-old Liberian male with a conviction for criminal sexual conduct, third degree. He was ordered removed from the United States in 2011. Somehow was allowed to remain. Then there was a 22-year-old Mexican female with convictions for driving without a license, two counts of child neglect and child abuse, fourth degree. A 20-year-old Salvadoran male with convictions for destruction of property, larceny, and false identity to law enforcement. Remember, migration is a filtering process. You are not getting the best of the people from those home countries. You're getting the ones who can't make it where they are. You're getting people who are fleeing prosecution. You are getting people who are coming to the United States because they've been told they'll get all kinds of free stuff. You're getting people who are very seriously ill with highly contagious diseases, and they're expecting that the United States will cure them for free. And the costs are piling up as well. Apparently, since 2015, Los Angeles has paid illegal immigrants $1.3 billion in welfare. This is illegal under Title VIII. Now, according to a study by the Migration Policy Institute, Los Angeles has one of the highest concentrations of undocumented people of any county in the country. And it permits undocumented families with children born in the U.S. to receive full welfare and food stamp benefits. So what do the illegal immigrants do? They come across the border, and quick as they can, they punch out an anchor baby. Over in Europe, the situation is deteriorating, and more we are seeing these issues where there are literally no-go zones where the police are now afraid to go. And when the police are trying to arrest an illegal refugee for being illegal or just for committing a crime, they're immediately mobbed by the other refugees who drive them back. It's open urban warfare. And the people who have lived in Europe all their lives, now they're afraid. They're afraid for themselves. They're afraid for their families. It's reaching a breaking point. And what's happening in Europe is beginning to happen here, where people are just fed up with all of this nonsense. Now, down in San Diego, Starbucks, which announced their commitment to hire more than 10,000 refugees, even as born-here Americans continue to go without work, they've already had their first hiring event. They were in El Cajon, California, and they're bringing in these refugees who have an incidence for tuberculosis four times that of the general American population. Their TB rates are among the highest in the country. It's drug-resistant TB. It is contagious, and they're being hired to serve you your latte and donut by Starbucks. All right, let's take some phone calls. Fred in Mississippi, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, it's Michigan, Fred, but...
Michigan, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right, man.
Well, I couldn't see my cheat sheet.
I'm sure Mississippi is a great, great state, okay? Hey, man, I say boycott Starbucks. I called up about the Trump swamp, okay, on YouTube. Okay. I want you to check this out, Mike, and everybody in the audience. It's called Trump is the Swamp and Trump's Elite Mafia. Okay? And I'm thinking, when this guy, Mnuchin, the week after inauguration, in response to Trump, declaring we need to renegotiate the national debt, which I know to be intrinsically, innately fraudulent, Mnuchin said, oh, no, we're going to honor it. Well, okay, yeah, that's because Goldman, Satan, Sachs, and all the other Wall Street bankster, gangster, money, zombie junkies, they are private stockholder owners of the Federal Reserve Private Corporation.
Yes.
And so when is grassroots true blue Americans are going to realize, wait a minute, oh, Michael, I almost forgot. There's a guy. Have you ever heard of a guy being a law student at George Washington or Georgetown University, and he brings legal action against the Federal Reserve, and he succeeds in forcing disclosure that in the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 is the provision that any of us who are holding in reserve, because this law student, David Merrill, and the website to read all about this success story is Keys, plural, K-E-Y-S, and then T-O, Liberty, Keys to Liberty, and then the digit 2.wordpress.com. So David Merrill says, look, we can exchange, according to the Federal Reserve Act, in this legal action that the Supremes, U.S. Supremes, validated in June of 79, that we can take these worthless fiat debt currency notes into a Federal Reserve Bank and exchange them for things like silver certificates, for instance. And so that, I don't know, Mike, that seems like one of the best ways that I know to bring it home to folks at the grassroots level. Look, it even says in the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, if we're going to have paper money, it's got to be backed by gold or medium for at least silver dollars. And now we got all this crypto stuff, Bitcoin coming out. What do you want to bet? That's some sort of a covert subterfuge plan to dupe, con, program the American people into accepting a digital currency where they have absolutely no control.
That's what the bankers are always after. They want the money to be in their pocket. They don't want us to actually have anything by which we can store value for ourselves. And when the nation started, the money was the coinage. The metal in the coins was the money, and the paper notes were merely claim checks for convenience. And over time, especially after the assassination of John F. Kennedy, they changed that to convince people. First of all, they took the silver and valuable metals out of the coinage, and then they basically acted like these slugs and these paper notes were the money, even though they don't have any intrinsic value. And even now, they're trying to figure out a way where they want all the money technically belonging to them, and they will allow us to use it if we work for them, but it never really leaves their control. And it's a good way to prevent runs on the bank, and it's a yep. tool of enslavement. It's not economics, yep. it's enslavement.
In fact, Michael, this guy Merrill, who was the law student that brought the legal action successfully against the FedRes, he said it goes back to 1789. The Saving to Suitors Act provides that we can always have a substance-based money system, okay? And before I forget, since they removed the gold and silver as the collateral for real substance-based currency, what they did, Michael, is they took our original birth record and they use it as a registered security asset, and they monetize it at like $1 billion. And there's this dude, Harvey Dent, Dent, like a dent in your car, Harvey yes. Dent. Okay, he's on YouTube. You got to check it out. He goes in into a credit union, because what he proved is that through our Social Security Trust Fund account, it's real simple, and he shows in real time him doing it, paying off all kinds of debt. So he decided, okay, what the Fed Res does to counter this is they do a reversal. Even though the transaction was fully consummated, fully validated, a few days later comes this reversal. So he goes into his credit union in Southern California, and he gets the woman, you know, the manager, to say, well, yeah, you know, this is crazy. So she checks through her channels, and she gets it totally reposted. She says, well, you're good to go now. It's fully posted. So, you know, the transaction is valid, okay? So, and he did that through his Social Security. It was like a $4,000 transaction through his mm-hmm. Social Security Trust Fund. And Harvey Dent, and he proves it, man. And then I heard that it's even codified what Harvey Dent is doing with the Social Security Trust Fund. Title 31 of the United States Code, there should be a chapter, but I didn't get the chapter, but it's...
Okay, this is the we're getting a little too involved, and I'm sure people are furiously taking notes here, but we need to kind of keep things simple so we can move the show along. The first issue I have here, first of all, I hear the name Harvey Dent, and I think of a character in the Batman movies. Second of all, I mean, we all understand what the Federal Reserve is doing is contrary to the Constitution. Virtually everything they've done with the monetary system would be a death penalty crime under the Coinage Act of 1793, which sought to preserve the metal content of the coins and say, basically, that is the money, and you don't mess with that, or we're going to come and do bad things to you. We've been moved off of that original honest banking system onto a modernized copy of the same crooked predatory banking system we fought the revolution to break free of. Anyway, Fred, we're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over here to David in Los Angeles. David, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, snack bar, Mike. Yeah, that last call, man, that last call was absolutely spot on. I mean, like, whenever you, like, the loans, like, you're trading your time and effort for, like, a physical representation of how much we owe the Federal Reserve banking system, and, like, we have to pay back every last dollar back with interest. It's absolutely predatory lending. But sidetracking, you were talking about the pedophilia ring earlier, and, man, I have this old article from the Washington Times back in 89, like, 27 years ago, that this homosexual prostitution inquiry ensures VIPs with Reagan Bush. Basically, young callboys took midnight tours of the White House. I can send that to you if you want, but you guys...
No, that's the Franklin scandal. That's the Franklin scandal.
Franklin scandal.
Gotcha. I got web pages about that one. Yeah, and it was a big stink.
Shoot,
and somebody actually made a documentary about it, and it was actually scheduled to be broadcast on American TV, and politicians went to the network. It was already in the TV guide. And they went to the network and they said, if you air this, we will pass laws that will drive you out of business. And so the program was yanked from the broadcast schedule, and somebody bought up all the available VHS home copies and destroyed them. But they missed this editing work tape from one of the editors. And yes, it's got a couple of places in there where it's waiting for completed footage, but you get the gist of the documentary from it, and it lays out the whole sordid tale. And it's becoming more and more obvious that this is a very dark, very hidden, but still a very important part of the power structure in Washington, D.C. And again, going back to this New York Times article that goes back 35 years, you know, back then they're saying, yeah, there are a lot of child sex predators in the government, and the pimps, the prostitution rings that are selling children to these people are collecting the information about who is doing this, and it's sold then to intelligence agencies, both domestic and foreign. And, of course, that guarantees these people are now controllable. And so you have to wonder about, first of all, these have to be very weak-willed people, where they're going to be in elected office, they're going to succumb to their perverse desire with a child and obviously open themselves up to being controlled from that point on. And it's utterly ridiculous. And you have to wonder, why are such people allowed to even run for office if they don't have the willpower to basically say, I'm going to behave myself while I'm in office so that I cannot be blackmailed and controlled to the detriment of my constituency?
It's a club, it's a clique, and those people, I hope they go straight to hell. A bunch of disgusting perverts. That's all, man. Anyways, God bless you, Mike.
All right, well, thank you very much, and I absolutely agree. I don't think that there is a hell or a heaven, but it would be nice to actually build one in the case of these kind of people. We're going to do a long-delayed shout-out to our on-air affiliates just now rejoining our network. Getting on back to immigration, the open borders, pro-illegal immigration people are still out there. The media is still their friend. And apparently on NBC Nightly News, they ran a story a little while ago saying that because so many illegal immigrants were now running and hiding or not even coming on in there, that it was going to drive food prices right through the roof. And the basic message was, unless you allow the illegal immigrants to come on in, expect to pay higher prices at the market. And the problem is that the central quote and facts relied on by NBC News to back up this anecdote that if we kick the illegal immigrants out of our country, that our food prices would go through the roof, is 2 years old. They went back and found a convenient message that would support the propaganda they wanted to put on out there. And by the way, take a look at a modern corporate farm these days. They don't have people picking the crops anymore. It's done by large machines. They don't need the illegal immigrants anymore. It's all been mechanized and computerized. Now, turning over to France, Macron is in trouble. Apparently, a lot of people are very unhappy with what he's trying to do. His own party is frustrated with him. In a lot of ways, Macron is facing the same thing Trump is. He's trying to make changes, and the entrenched powers that are in the French government are saying, no, I like everything the way it is just fine. It works for me. I've got a good job. I'm making good money. Why mess that on up? And apparently, he's crumbling in the polls because of his continuing support for keeping France in the European Union. That was a big issue. A lot of people thought he was going to lose the election over that. And yes, there were allegations of election fraud. And apparently the hostility of the French people against Macron is so great, it's even prevented him from making his wife the first lady. Now, here in the United States, if you're the president, your spouse becomes the first whatever automatically. But apparently there's actually in France, there's actually a ceremony and a process by which you designate this is the first lady. It's sort of a mini coronation. And there was a huge public backlash. They don't like his wife, especially when you consider the circumstances of their marriage. And at this point, Macron is having to scrap the idea that his wife will be France's first lady. France is going to be operating without a first lady at this point. I'm sure his wife will still attend diplomatic dinners with him. But it does show you how there's a huge pushback against all these pro-Europe politicians. Now, over in Paris, apparently hostilities there are building up. Six soldiers were hit with a car. They chased and caught the driver here. Apparently, he rammed into them with a BMW. And I'm sorry, this being France, if you're going to ram into soldiers, you should be using a Citroën and not a German car. But it just feels like everything is ready to come apart. It's ready to explode. We'll be right back.
The new word on the street is bloated.
Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy, but I must admit lately I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate. I want to do just what I...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, do you remember a while ago, there was this surge in anti-Semitic activity, and there were bomb threats to Jewish centers and schools. And Israel, of course, was pushing as hard as they can. Oh, you've got to pass laws. You have to protect us from the Nazis and ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, and even AIPAC were out there fundraising saying, you need to give us your money to save you from the scourge of anti-Semitism. And then they found out that all of these bomb threats came from this one individual, an American-Israeli teenager. And now the FBI says this was a business. He was selling his services on the dark web for about $30 a call, so that anybody who needed an anti-Semitic incident to attract press attention or funding or whatever, they'd call this guy. He'd send in the threat. They'd call the police. Oh, my goodness, the anti-Semites. It was a scam. It was just a gigantic scam. So, moving on here. Now, we're caught in a little bit of a quandary here. On one side, we all want to think that the police force is our friend, that it's here to deal with crime, it's here to protect us from crime. And again, for the vast majority of the police, that is certainly true. Claire and I know some of the local HPD. One of them is a neighbor, very, very good friend. And represents the best of what police work can be. But there are some troublemakers in there. And they are, unfortunately, attracting a lot of attention that is demonizing police work as a whole. And resulting in a political climate where the citizenry is just not inclined to cooperate or support the police departments because they're seeing all this insane stuff going on. And according to this article over in the Free Thought Project, the number of innocent people being killed by the police continues to climb. And so far this year, police are killing an average of over 3 people every single day. And we're talking about people who are gunned down in the wrong home. The police go in the wrong home. They're gunned down. In some cases, it doesn't appear they've done anything at all. And sometimes the police are just wacko with the way they kill dogs and stuff. And not even just that. Over in Portland, Oregon, was a big story where there's this small farmer, Matt Minnick, and apparently some construction on his property damaged a portion of his fence that contained his $1,200 prized New Zealand goat named Volt. And Volt head on out to do goat stuff. Now, as a reminder, when you take a child to a petting zoo, what's the primary animal that will be in there? Goats. They're safe. You pet them. They're not going to hurt anything. And yet a Washington County Sheriff's Office deputy just showed up and shot the goat dead. Didn't try and catch it. Didn't try and drive it back toward the fence. Just hauled the gun on out and shot it. And there's a very disgusting video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. Another such incident. Police showed up to serve a warrant to search for marijuana, and they just gunned the dogs down, and the dogs were not attacking them. In one case, the dog had been locked up in the bathroom by the owners so that it wouldn't get in the way of the police officers, and the police just shot through the door of the bathroom and gunned the dog down. That kind of behavior is destroying the popular image of the police force. And again, I have to ask a question. Are these police all on prescription antidepressants? Or are they simply being made this way by these Israeli security companies? We'll be back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I'm going to step on back on the talking points here to a couple of areas. Apparently, the U.S. is now throwing more sanctions onto people associated with Venezuela's President Maduro. They're not touching the oil, obviously, but it's another way of putting pressure. And remember, 2 weeks ago, the head of the CIA admitted this is a CIA U.S.-backed regime change operation. Apparently, they don't even feel that they have to hide it anymore. Yeah, we don't like the way that government is running this country. They're not sending us enough money, so we're going to go on in and give them a new government that we like. Democracy? Ha! Only when you vote for the people we want. Apparently, the Pentagon is now confirming that many of the fighters on the rebel side that were trained by the United States, that were armed by the United States at taxpayer expense, have now taken their training and those arms and joined the Syrian army. They've gone over to the other side. And I don't know what that cost per fighter, but knowing the way the military spending operates, it probably wasn't cheap. Now, Pepe Escobar just had a report come out in Asia Times, and he is joining the chorus of voices saying to be on the alert for some kind of a big false flag that will be blamed on North Korea to get the war going. All right, getting on back to health and safety news here. Once again, I'm ahead of the fashion trend. Because according to this article in IB Times over in Great Britain, more than one out of every eight Americans are now alcoholics. Alcoholism in America has risen 49% in the U.S. in just 11 years. Well, I'm certainly working hard to do my part. And I wish to point out that rampant alcoholism among the general population was another symptom of the Soviet Union just prior to its collapse. Now, over the last several years, more than a few people have noted how holistic doctors, or indeed anybody standing up and challenging the orthodoxy of the medical industrial complex, seems to meet with an untimely end. They'll simply vanish, they get suicided, or they die in very suspicious ways, and apparently there's been another one. The holistic doctor, researcher, and writer Christopher Bailey King, who is an opponent of Big Pharma, was shot dead outside an organic restaurant in Boulder, Colorado, on last Memorial Day. It's just now coming on out. And basically, physicians who are wanting to operate outside the confines of the pharmaceutical industry, who want to do something other than be sales representatives for the medications, they're under attack. They're under attack. And these days at medical school, doctors are being trained to be, doctors who are trying to basically be doctors are being dealt with rather forcefully. Medical school today, it's all about selling the product, how to sell the product, how to convince people they need this medicine. And we've seen all these instances where doctors are being incentivized to push a certain product. We have this very glitzy on-air advertising for prescription medication. And it's all a business. It's all about this huge business. There we go. And it's all about the money. It's not about your health. It's not about your health. It's about money. And those who refuse to go along with that, those who are threatening the cash flow. It's almost like the entire medical complex has been taken over by organized crime and they're simply rubbing out anybody who's cutting in on their action. So let's go back on over and talk about Google. The CEO of Google is saying that people must feel free to express their dissent after firing this guy who was dissenting. Now, Google and the corporate media tried to put it on out that this guy had gone on a rant about sexism and feminism and everything. And actually, no, because if you read what this guy actually wrote, James Damore, it's a very rational, mature critique of political correctness. And it led to his being fired and becoming a celebrity. And Julian Assange has already offered this guy a job, saying censorship is for losers. So this guy may be going to work for WikiLeaks, and that's got to be making his former employers at Google feeling very, very, very nervous. Now, because of what happened to this guy, all of a sudden people inside Google are coming on out. And what they're describing as the work environment in Google, it's a far cry from what that movie made it out to be. Remember that movie, The Interns? Supposed to be about Google, and they're getting all this great stuff, and it's fun, and it's a wonderful work environment. And no, people are coming on out and saying that Google has become a cesspool of anti-conservative hatred, bigotry, and intolerance. And now, apparently, there are a group of women at Facebook, presumably the one who is having to live in her car, who are looking at a class action lawsuit saying that there is a consistent pattern of sexism and pay bias at Google. So Google makes a big front of being liberal and inclusive and diverse and all the rest of it, but they fall into the same bad habits as pretty much everybody else. Meanwhile, over at Facebook, apparently they're declaring war on anybody who questions the medical industry. And apparently the Social Media Ministry of Truth has blocked 100% of all posts from Natural News. They do that to whatreallyhappened.com all the time. You try and go on in and you say, there's an interesting article, here's the URL. You'll get an error message back saying it's a known scam site or it's a hostile site or it's an anti-Semitic site, and they'll reject the post. And now they're doing it to Natural News. In fact, they're doing it to everybody who's trying to blow the whistle on dangerous prescription drugs, adverse effects of vaccines, toxic pesticides, and herbicides. Because we're all getting in the way of corporate profit, and that can't be allowed to happen. That's the only real crime. Yes, people are dying. They're getting sick. They're being crippled. That's just the cost of doing business. But getting in the way of corporate profits, that's unforgivable. That's the worst crime there is out there. Apparently, this leaked batch of internal emails from Monsanto are proving to be hugely embarrassing, because apparently it is coming on out just how much effort Monsanto expends colluding with the EPA and the media to suppress information about how dangerous some of their products are, notably their flagship insecticide, a weed killer, glyphosate. Now, the World Health Organization's International Agency for Research on Cancer basically came on out with their study that said glyphosate is a probable human carcinogen, and it resulted in all kinds of lawsuits. And apparently, the editor-in-chief of the journal that had produced some of this information about glyphosate producing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma retracted a damaging glyphosate study, saying it's being retracted, we don't think it's true. Turns out he signed a promotional contract with Monsanto just before he yanked that. In other words, this editor, this corporate media person, was willing to sell out his readers and the health of everybody by taking money from Monsanto and saying, oh, this study, it's worthless. You don't want to see that. And that is why you cannot trust your health to anything that you see in corporate propaganda or the corporate media, because corporations have no souls. They exist just to make money by any means possible at any cost. We're going to take a phone call here from Robert in Phoenix. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Aloha. Glad to talk to you. It's really off topic right now, but I know how you say that Al-Qaeda is, means the toilet, go to the restroom or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that Covfefe is really Arabic for I will stand up. Like, even though all the negative press, I will stand up. And it happened right after he had that big Arabic summit.
Well, that would be interesting to confirm. Unfortunately, my grasp of Arabic is very, very slight. But I'll have to look that up and see if what that does do.
Okay. I appreciate it. I know that it's off topic. Thank you very much, Mike.
All right. Thanks an awful lot.
All right.
Now, we're talking about science guidelines, diet guidelines, and we've come to understand that very often these are matters of fashion, if not corporate interest. Remember when the USDA decided to abandon the four basic food groups in favor of the food pyramid that emphasized more grains and de-emphasized meat? And immediately all the meat packers associations and cattlemen's associations just scream bloody murder to force the USDA to go back to pushing their products. So when you get health advice from the government, it may not really be healthy advice as much as, shall we say, covert advertising for some donor's particular product. For years now, we've been told that salt is bad for you. It's very, very bad. You should use a salt substitute. And basically, there's a scientist in New York, James Dino Lacantonio, and he wrote a book called The Salt Fix. And he basically says that this less salt diet is actually harmful. It may be causing brittle bones and memory loss and even diabetes. And, of course, all the public health experts and everybody out there saying, oh, it's ridiculous, how could he? But we've seen so many times where something that is the accepted advertised conventional wisdom, like statin drugs, and they're out there, oh, it's a wonder drug, you've got to take it. And then down the road they say, well, it's not only not working, it's killing a bunch of people. Prescription antidepressants is another one just like that. We're going to take another phone call. Lenny in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I got a statement and I have a question. I don't know if you're aware of this, but what is the one medical association that has been found guilty of racketeering at least 3 times?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say pretty much all of them, but the biggest one of all, I think, is the American Medical Association.
You got it.
Yep.
You got it. Yeah, now my question is, I was reading a headline on Drudge Report earlier today, and it says something about Jews having their own currency. Can you explain that to me? What's that about?
Could you repeat that? We had a glitch in the phone line. I didn't get that.
Okay, well, I was reading a headline on Matt Drudge today, and it says something about Jewish people getting their own currency just for Jews. Can you explain to me if you read anything about it and what it's all about?
Somebody sent it to me the other day, and apparently somebody is setting up a new cryptocurrency which is going to be restricted only to Jewish users, and I have no idea what's going on with that, and frankly, I didn't think it was that important.
Okay, all right. Have a good day.
All right, same to you. Thanks an awful lot. Now, out at Hanford, we've been talking, I think just yesterday we reported, where it's been confirmed the people working at that site near those damaged tunnels and everything have been contaminated with radioactivity. They have inhaled or ingested radioactive particles. It's far more serious than simple exposure to radiation. And according to this article that's coming on out from Zero Hedge, apparently radioactive plutonium dust is being detected in the air near the facility. Apparently there's a leak somewhere. This material is blowing on out a hole somewhere. It's getting caught on the wind, and it's going downwind. Now, when Claire and I lived in Washington State, fortunately, we were upstream and upwind of Hanford, so it was never really a concern. But we knew it was there. Everybody talked about it. What a huge mess it was. And it's amazing. Our government can spend all this money to build highways and roads and stuff over in Israel, and they won't even spend the money to properly take care of this radioactive waste out in the middle of Washington State and protect those people living down the river and downwind from it all. It's the world's most heavily nuclear contaminated site, and the attitude of the U.S. government seems to be, well, cost of doing war. We needed the bomb, and we just have to live with it. Except they don't live with it, they're over on the East Coast. Two water districts in Sacramento, California are now suing the U.S. government for nearly $1.5 billion for groundwater cleanup. Now, plaintiffs are claiming that heavy metals used by aircraft maintenance crews at McClellan Air Force Base have contaminated over 300 sites. This is an ongoing problem where the civilians who live around these bases will say, this stuff is getting into our drinking water, and the attitude of the government is, well, it's for the war, it's for the military, you're just going to have to put up with it. And then eventually the bases will get closed down, but the contamination remains behind. And when your groundwater is contaminated, that's a problem. And yes, you can put filtration systems on the taps, but that's a stopgap measure because you're still pouring that water all over the plants, the crops. You're washing in it. It is remarkable how cavalier and reckless government gets when somebody says, oh, there's a war on. Okay, we're going to take another phone call from Dan in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, Hey, thanks, Mike. I was wondering, what do you think would happen if, when the Social Security checks stop coming in, when the food stamps stop coming in? I mean, that would really spook the herd into, violence very, quickly. And I think maybe they're gonna keep the checks rolling in. They're gonna keep people happy and subsidized until the timing's right. And I just don't know when do you think that will be?
It's hard to forecast that, but here's the problem. The U.S. government is basically running out of money, and they're propping up the entire system by just creating new out of thin air. And we're all beginning to see the effects of this covert inflation at the supermarkets. They can't keep prices down when there's all this new money chasing goods and services around. It's inevitable. All this newly created money has to push prices up. Now, the way the government calculates the rate of inflation, it's as dishonest as the way they calculate the unemployment number. And the reality is when the welfare checks may show up and the food stamps, but if all you can get for all of that money is a stick of gum, yeah, people are going to start to riot. We'll be right back after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here, and we're going to take another phone call. Walt in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Just wanted to make a comment about the Google search results, those algorithms
yes.
that they are dealing with. I just find it interesting that, and I'm African-American, but I find it interesting that they want to have a diverse workforce, but they don't want to have diverse search engine results. I think that's kind of ironic to me. So I just want to
It is very much so. I mean, Google, YouTube, and Facebook, they're all exerting censorship on behalf of corporate interests, the official U.S. government story, the war agenda, and certainly in the case of Israel as well. It is. And people are responding by turning to other venues. Right now, YouTube has brought in the Anti-Defamation League as one of their flaggers, meaning that anything critical of Israel is going to be flagged and removed from YouTube, which makes YouTube almost useless, you know, unless you want to look at kitten videos or music videos from the last 30 years. There's not much left else out, you know, after they filter out the political content.
Exactly. And what has made, you know, these search engines so great is that you get all this variety of opinions. It's not just one opinion. You get to hear multiple sides of views, and they're kind of just destroying that. What has made it great, they're destroying that. So that's all I wanted
to say. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, diversity of opinions was valued when this nation was started. It was legally protected, and it certainly was part of the attraction when these search engines first started showing up, is that you could type in a search term and you would get all this information. And very often, it did not agree one to the other, but it allowed you to form your own opinion. And today, we're seeing these large backbone corporations. They have become just as compromised as the TV network news to try, as Brian Williams said, scare you to death about North Korea, or as Mika Brzezinski says, control what you are thinking. And that's really what it's all about. They're desperate to regain control over what the American people are thinking, because apparently we're all thinking double plus ungood thoughts. We don't trust the government anymore. We don't believe the government anymore. We are seeing the giant pile of bovine excrement that has surrounded our life since we were born. And it stinks, and we know it stinks. And this idea of trying to instantly turn us all back into mind slaves for the corporate media, it's not going to work. It never has. They tried something similar when Gutenberg developed movable type printing, and they fought really hard to regain control of what people were thinking as literacy and access to books increased. And in the long run, it did not work out. And in the long run, it will not work here. And governments are going to have to accept the reality of having to have a population to which it is very difficult to lie to. And if they don't like it, they're free to get another job entirely. All right, well, listen, Walt, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're coming up here on the end of the program. And so I'm going to invite everybody to stay tuned for John Stadmiller's program here. He's got a lot of interesting things to talk about. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay informed, stay skeptical, stay safe. Share what you know with everybody that you know. Thanks for everybody who's sending in contributions, because with our advertisers being messed with and our server being hacked, it's really getting very, very difficult. And we're all under attack. Natural News is under attack. There's a war on against the independent media. Talk to you tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.